I promised that we were going to have goat talk, and I got goat talk for you. This comes to us courtesy of NFL Films, and the way that this video starts with a Baker Mayfield to Mike Evans touchdown, and the way it finishes between a conversation of Vita Vea, and I can't really make out who he's talking to. I think he's talking to Golston, but it does not end the way that I thought it would. And I'm going to tell you right now, I would just end the conversation with, yes, you're right, sir.
The ball was spotted at the 1 yard line. Is it caught? Yes! Touchdown, Tampa Bay! Mike Evans! Fire the cannons!
Hit a goat. Hit a goat. Hit the greatest buck of all time. Hit the greatest buck of all time.
That's the sound goats make. That's what goats do, bro.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. The sheep say bad.
I own my own farm of goats, bro. How you gonna tell me?
Have you seen the new Thor movie?
And I think it was William Golston and Vita Vea. No, I have not.
Oh, there's a thing in there where he gets given a gift of goats, and they go.
Yeah. Yeah. They yell.
Yeah.
But I don't care. Have you seen Vita Vea?
What he says goes.
He could tell me that a goat says moo, and I'd be like, yeah, you're probably right.
I got my own farm of goats, bruh.
But then he just looks at him like, I got my own farm of goats. How are you going to tell me what they sound like? He's like, no, they don't. So William Golston versus Vita Vea. Now, Golston is a very large human. He is 6'6". 281 pounds.
Lightweight.
Vita Vea.
What's he listed at?
6'4", 347.
Yeah, I think that's probably light.
That man.
And he moves like a deer.
He's Polynesian, yeah, so he's as strong as an ox and as quick as a goat.
Yeah. No, it's watching him play is just. They were talking about him in the playoff game. Like, yeah, no, the Commanders should really go with tempo. To make sure that he can't be on the field. Like, if they see him go off the field,
yep.
Go with tempo for like three plays because you can get three plays without him.
That man is such a disruptor to watch. I'm in awe of people like him because, like, it's so different. Interior defensive lineman when, like, Aaron Donald was a tactician and he was wickedly strong, but he would just, like, if you tried to put a hand on him, he would just counter it and
knife
it was
hands.
Like, nope. Vita Vea is a man that he just takes other 300-pound men and tosses them to the side. I mean, he is very reminiscent of Haloti Ngata from, like, the build,
yes.
The sheer strength, the way that they just are disruptors where it's like a double team. Think of a double team in the NFL. That's over 600 pounds leaning on you. And
some of the strongest humans on the planet.
He moves them backwards. Mm-hmm.
Regularly.
Just like two guys, nah, one arm for you, one arm for you, and both of you are going into your quarterback's lap. It's incredible.
The only other guy currently doing that is Chris Jones. They had his playoff pressures and double teams. I think he leads the league in the last 3 years, but he has also faced three times the number of double teams.
It seems like, impressive. The goal when you get double teamed is to just hold your ground.
Yeah, occupy two.
Hold your ground. Don't get pushed back. Don't give up any ground. Allow a linebacker to make a play. Vita Vea is like, nah.
I'm going to beat this two and make him put a third, or I'm going to get a negative play in the backfield. Enjoy.
Golly.
When you really think about that, like, you know, you see like, you know, a player like that who has defensive numbers and you're like, oh, I mean, he only has like five sacks. And it's like, he's getting doubled every single snap.
Good point on the Vancouver Ford text line, too. He did run a route last week, and I am very disappointed that that play didn't work because they lined him up, and usually you bring in the defensive tackle, and he's just going to be a lead blocker, and he's going to mow some people over. He gave like a little hesitation, like, I'm going to get the outside linebacker, and then he released out into the flat, and they couldn't get him the ball. I love the fact, though, he walked over on the sideline. You could see him. He was like, I was going to one-hand it. I was going to moss him. You know, I was just going to go up and just haul that in. If that ball would have come my way, he had the confidence that, yeah, I was going to make that happen. I need a 343-pounder with a one-hand touchdown catch. I need it in my life.
I want it in the open field to where you get a chance to get the truck stick.
Yeah.
I love
run a fake punt a la Jordan Birch.
Get the thick six, but with... I want to see a defensive back make a life choice.
Yeah.
Do you make the play or do you end your season?
No, I think the move there is there's two things, two courses of action if you're that DB. One, you make like a half-hearted, I'm just going to dive at his feet and hope maybe he trips
maybe
over me.
Stumble him up, yeah.
Or I wait for him to run past me and I just jump on his back and try to punch the ball out.
Which
and,
actually it works pretty effectively because they're not used to holding the ball.
Yeah, and if that doesn't work, then at least we're going to have like a master blaster touchdown where I am riding on his shoulders all the way to the end zone and I'm just trying to punch that ball out any way possible. Those are the only two things that a DB would ever do to a man that large running in the open field. You know? Or you just kind of run up to him so he thinks he has to like juke and maybe he just trips on his own
or
feet.
Or you slow the momentum.
Because
when they do the juke, they're no longer doing the...
And then you just try to push
the forward lean, you know?
It's not going to happen, man. It's not going to happen. Mm.